What is faith doing this morning, brethren? Amen. You may be seated as we clap for the tribe of Judah. They're going places. All of them, they're superbly gifted. Awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. Happy Sunday, church. The Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name. Today is a special Sunday in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, as Pastor Missy said. Glory be to the Lord. We come together by covenant to express our appreciation to God Almighty that has perfected us and has brought us into a new month. I call today's exhortation Month of Perfection. Hallelujah. No matter how many goals your opponents scored in the first half of this year, by the grace of God, you will come out winning in Jesus' name. So it is not over until it is over. Glory be to the Lord. Whatsoever that represent losses in the prior months, by the grace of God, it shall stand out to be gains for you this month in the mighty name of Jesus. As I often mentioned, that whenever I say you, I also mean me. So frequently I will say you, you, you. Glory be to the Lord. Just remember, I'm also saying me. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's just welcome one or two individuals. Of course, let me welcome my daughter first, Alfrey, that is back. Amen. Oh, please clap for her. Please, please, encourage her, please. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, I missed you more than others in this assembly. Amen. All right? Amen. But you are back. Good to see you. Glory be to the Lord. Now, your lifting, your perfection will never go down. It will continue to go up. So when you come out from school, you know, first class, that first class is not limited to undergraduate. Then the next one, as you're going to be like us, you know you still need to be a doctor, right? Amen. Whether doctor of science or doctor of IT, whatever the doctor or doctor of theology, just put it there. DR. I will call you doctor. Praise the Lord. This new job, you'll be the best. Amen. Yeah. Joseph was the best in every location that is placed. So, you'll be the best. Now, many don't know you now. We say clap. But the day she's welcome to the White House, don't say, Pastor, hey, you know her, you know, and you're trying to say, I'm free. Hey, do you know her number? And I will say, excuse me. I said, clap for her. You did not clap that day. Praise be to the Lord. We must celebrate each other, particularly when we're doing great. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's welcome Daddy who came from Nigeria, who turned 50. Now, they celebrated the 50th birthday in Nigeria. We're yet to do our own here. How did you do yesterday, Saturday? If you cannot answer, at least where's my sister? Maybe she's also... Oh, yeah. Oh, that you are there, right. I was expecting something like a reddish wine color or something like that, but I didn't know you are... with the yellow. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. You are welcome, sir. Glory be to God. And all our guests in the church, people that I don't know, that I'm seeing their faces for the first time, when that time comes, we welcome you appropriately. Amen. I also see our father here. You know, Dr. Pastor Wole is our father in the house. Praise be to the Lord. And this is his parish. He told us repeatedly. So whenever he returns from mission, I always like to tap. And when he returns here from mission here, it's like the grace is poured upon us. So when that time comes, we'll call him to tell us what happened over there. What are the miracles? What are the testimonies? How many lives were touched? This is supposed to be what our Sunday service is supposed to be. That we just come together and just share testimonies. Even the testimonies of, I was trying to catch the bus and then something caught my cloth. And I just thank God I'm alive. That will no longer now be a testimony. It will be a testimony of how many souls to the glory of the Lord. Amen. So you're welcome, sir. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The moment, the month of perfection. I want to use a man in the Bible in 2 Kings. Father, let the entrance of your word bring us understanding. Amen. And let there be enlightenment in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Let your word be an illumination. Let your spirit spread among us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let understanding be easy for us this morning. And may we be contagious to propagate your good news in Jesus' name. So, in 2 Kings, chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. It's going to be anchored there. And the man is Naaman. You know the man. Praise be to the Lord. We were told that this man was okay. Monetary-wise, okay. Influence-wise, okay. Governmental-wise, okay. He has influences everywhere. You see, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we celebrate the 4th of July. It just happens to be tomorrow. But by the grace of God, by what we see going all around the church, please don't rush out. They will tell us more about it. That after the service, we just bond together. Let's eat together. Let's celebrate our independence. Praise be to the Lord. And the children also did well. You see, I'm going here and there, but I'm going to settle very soon. Amen. Now, what I love most was the song. The way they sang it beautifully. It was beautiful. And the person who played the keyboard was also okay. I noticed that he danced now when he's playing the keyboard. He doesn't used to move. That's the new grace. Let's keep it that way. Continue to dance as you play keyboard. Amen. The children were excellent. And the organizers, the teachers, the Lord bless you richly. As you teach our children, the Lord also will teach you. And teach your own children in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So what we have in the air, everywhere, is that key word, 4th of July, independence, liberty. So in 2 Kings, chapter 5, verse 1 to 14, this anchor man called Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, another great institution in those days, great, full of influence. So, and this man has won so many battles. Hallelujah. He has in his possession so many things that he wants. The key word here is but. B-U-T. But. There was that but. And that but, that conditional word, was the stain in his life. That curtailed his liberty. That curtailed his independence. That curtail is advancement. We want to talk about him. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, man is not perfect. So this man, as honorable, as influential as he was, the but in his life overrule all other things. There were certain things he couldn't do. Praise be to the Lord. I don't know whether physically you have that but that you cannot show physically. There was one time before I had a teeth implant, there was also a but. Praise the Lord. You will not notice it now. This was like about 15 years ago. Because I mention it now, whenever I smile now, you're going to be looking for it. You're not going to find it. My point basically is that it represented but. What was the but? They gave us this first tooth. And it's so inconvenient. So inconvenient that I have to remove it. But when somebody knock at the door, I'll be looking for the first tooth, like an old man, was a but. Praise the Lord. I noticed a brother recently, I greeted him, he was focusing on my beard. He said, this beard is getting too long, remove it. I know the criticism is, remove your beard, you don't need it. I'm waiting for someone to say that, and I will tell them, let's leave that alone. My point basically was that he was trying to smile, and I noticed he was struggling with it. He had bought. You need just implant. $2,500 will fix it. Praise be to the Lord. Isn't it good when there is a board that can be fixed monetarily? There are bots, other bots that cannot be fixed monetarily. I've talked to myself as an example. So Naaman had the bot, even though they call him mighty man of valor. But it was a leopard, a great man, notable, remarkable, exceptionally outstanding. Naaman we're talking about. A great man is a person that is significant. A person that is honorable is a man that is worthy, you know, of that high esteem or that status. A mighty man, even characterized by or showing superior power or strength, exceptionally. Despite it all the title and accolade, that bot resided in him. But there was a way out. Because the bot, as I said earlier, represented the limitation. He did not have the necessary freedom that he's supposed to have. He was not free. He had problems. Have you ever heard of anyone, they said, oh, first class, but for the past 5 years, no job. Oh, she's beautiful, but no man is interesting. That's the bot. Talking about the bot. Successful, you say, but no child. Hardworking, always overlooked during promotion. They all represent bots. And those bots are the limitation to liberty. Let my people go. In Exodus chapter 5. But don't let them go too far. That curtail the liberty. The bot in the life of Naaman was causing him sorrow. You see, as I mentioned all of these things, just examine yourself. It was causing him sorrow, shame, disgrace, and even embarrassment. No one will ever pray to be like Naaman in his original form as a leopard because of the bot. But today, by the grace of God, anything that represents bot, anything that represents bot in our family, the Lord will remove it in the name of Jesus. It shall be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, wisdom is important to march forward in this third quarter of this year. The wisdom of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, the Bible says, but the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the wickedness of God is stronger than man. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17. Hallelujah. It said, then I beheld all the works of God. Hallelujah. That a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. The reason is because through a man's labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Couple of questions comes to mind in this. How come the little maid in that story of Naaman, you know, there was a girl who was captured as a slave and was given to that household where Naaman is, the wife's maid. How come the little maid from the land of Israel, who knew about Elisha, was also serving in the house of Naaman? Glory be to God. Remember the other day when we were teaching on what is in your hand? What do you have in your possession? That which you have in your possession is a miracle in your hands. Never discard your possession. Never discard your children, especially your family. Never discard your wife as useless or your husband as useless, because they stand to represent miracle in your house. Glory be to God. How come, another question is this, that the butler and the baker were locked in the same prison as Joseph? Why? There must be a reason. How come they dreamt why in prison with Joseph, the interpreter? How come? How come you are here at this time hearing me with this brother from the kingdom? You know what I mean? Let's just put it that way. Talking to you. How come Jonathan, the heir apparent to that throne, was also the best friend of David and the one protecting David and the one unknowingly or knowingly preparing and assisting David toward his goal and objective that God already mandated for him? How come? You cannot fully figure out God, but accepting him as your Lord and personal Savior, yielding to his instructions, following him and resting on him, making him your pillar of faith, can actually help. Glory be to the Lord. I pray that the Lord Almighty will grant us understanding. My point basically is this. Cooperating with God actually will take us further. Following and accepting him as our Lord and personal Savior helps. Wisdom is the principal things. And when we get wisdom and understanding, it helps. Naaman was trying to show his arrogancy. He was trying to act foolishly. The girl must have been pondering over the statement. Shall I tell my boss or not? Shall I tell my boss or not? Shall I tell my boss or not? Eventually, she had the courage to do so. If she was being abused in that house, she would probably say, let me just mind my own business. But she voiced out. When Naaman now came to a solution center, as you are, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I must let you know, is a solution center. And the instruction that was given to the man, Naaman, of course, he wanted to reject it out of pride. But wisdom of God prevailed. An helper that often pushes us to our blessing prevailed. That man who spoke to him and said, sir, we've been coming from over there. At least what the man of God say. He's not going to kill us. Just too deep, and you know, let's try it out. It's not far. It's just over there. The Redeemed Christian Church of God Foundation is right there. It's okay. Praise be to the Lord. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, kindness pays. In this second half of the year, show kindness. If this girl was not shown kindness, maybe she wouldn't have said a word. Hallelujah. May the Lord grant us teachable spirit. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 36 to 42. Acts of Apostles 9, 36 to 42. Was the story of Dorcas, who was kind to the widows in the church. When she died, they refused to bury her. Why? She was kind. Say, no, you can't die. You are not the kind of person who should die. Praise be to the Lord. They raised prayer point until Peter came and she was raised back to life. I pray that in this second half of the year, you will continue to show kindness. And your kindness, the Lord Almighty will use it to reward you. What about the restoration of David and his men in 1 Samuel 30? Verse 11 to 12. 1 Samuel 30, verse 11 to 12. You see, this was due to the kindness they showed to a young Egyptian. Remember Ziglar? If they never show kindness to the little boy who was dying of exhaustion for 3 days, as a result of kindness, he was able to point the direction of solution. This month, second half of this year, by the grace of God, I pray that God will order your steps. Amen. And you will show kindness. Amen. And your kindness will bring you good results. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to the Lord. There was a story I heard that our father in the Lord, Adi Gio, told about a lion and a cat or a small animal. Mouse. Let's just use rat. Praise the Lord. And said, so the lion was going to eat the rat. And the rat begs, please don't eat me. Please don't. He said, okay. Well, the reason why I will not do it right now is because you make me laugh. the way you wiggle around, the way you run around, and so on and so forth. So one day, the lion was caught in a trap. And the rat came and said, "Oh, wow, you've been caught. Please help me." The big lion, who once upon a time was telling the small rat, "You, I'm the king of the jungle." But then it was the rat who caught the rope, that the trap that the lion fell into. It was because of the kindness that was shown to the rat. If the rat has been eaten up day one, that opportunity will no longer be there. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not burn bridges out of anger. You know, at times this bridge can actually be our solution. Praise be to the Lord. Don't look down on anyone is the outcome of that short statement. Don't look down on anyone, because they might be your solution. They might be your answer. They might be your support system. Don't say because you are older than another, you take advantage of them, or they cannot be a source of help to you. The truth is this: you don't know tomorrow. Tomorrow, such a person or that person may be your solution. You see, in conclusion to this short exhortation, the point I'm trying to make here is that Naaman was lacking because of the buts in his life. He was not enjoying total freedom. He was not enjoying total liberty until he was introduced to God, if I put that in quote, or God representative on earth, who told him exactly the minds of God. Unless you have an encounter with the Lord, that bot remains. If Naaman never took to the instruction that was given to him, the miracle he was expecting, remember, they said at the seventh occasion, his skin became brand new. He was given full restoration. Are you looking for full restoration? You are at the right place. In the presence of God Almighty, we can receive it. Let me tell you, we talked about the independence in the United States of America and what is going on here right now. You will notice that as we celebrate independence, many are not celebrating independence because they are under bondage. How do you free yourself physically with a physical army from a demonic spirit? See, they don't power at all. A lot of the things that are going on in our worldly system these days, they are all spiritual. Many have died because of our independence. Glory be to the Lord. But their blood was not as pure as the blood of another man, the godly man who came and died for us, that we might live and that we might have life in abundance. I've told us repeatedly that the United Nations is not able to give us the liberty we desire. By the grace of God, maybe next week. Yeah, next week actually. I think next week is on the 9th or on the 10th Sunday. On the 10th, right? A sister will be visiting us who came from Ukraine. Amen? And has written a book about the experience there. Do you notice that despite United Nations that's supposed to maintain peace, what is going on in Ukraine right now? If the whole army of Africa united together to be the one waging war against Ukraine, they would have been stopped since. I remember when Saddam was threatening the whole universe. Right from the ocean, I don't know what the sea is called, they fired the pre-treat Messiah and they showed it to us on the television. The military even wrote to him, to Saddam Hussein, "Please take this as a gift." And they fired it several times. And before we notice it, they quench it. But how be it now? Russia, the whole United Nations cannot stop it. It's because the solution can only be found in Christ, not in United Nations. United Nations has never been able to stop poverty in some supposedly part of African country and the world, I may say. So, to enjoy true and free liberty can only be found in Christ. So, I put to you this morning that by the grace of God, if you are not enjoying the liberty you're supposed to have over certain issues, God can address it. God can address it for you. And it does not matter what it is. Is someone holding on to your letter of promotion? God can address it. Is anyone preventing you from advancing forward? God can address it. Is anyone blocking your source of conception that the title is fibroid? God can address it. Are the children not perfect the way they're supposed to be? God can address it. And it is only God that can give us that full liberty. Knowing Him, accepting Him as your Lord and personal Savior. Oh, you may say, Faith Foundation, we know God, and so on and so forth. You only know yourself. Don't make an assumption for others. Know yourself. What are those things that you are dealing with privately? I was telling the ministers, I said, we must be very careful of the demons. There are little demons that people play around with. Some call their cat. Some call their good dog. Some call theirs, what is it? What is that YouTube program? Nollywood. I was expecting you to say that. There's some gods called Nollywood. Amen? Some are saying, Pastor, finish quickly. Ah, they will soon start that program. Visa to America, that program. You know the one we like that makes us laugh a lot. So, that keeps us away from giving time to God. When daddy called for devotion, he said, please, let me watch it finish. They're about to finish. Yes, yes, yes. What's that brother's name from basketball? What is your own brother's name? Amen? Brother Bayo, yes, so say yours. Praise be to the Lord. So, these are the little things that keeps true liberty from us. Because the true liberty can only be obtained in Christ. Praise be to the Lord. When I first came to the United States, I never liked American football. It was so boring. It's like, excuse me, kick the ball. Why are you holding it? Why are you running around with the ball? Kick the ball, kick the ball. Then after a while, we sit down comfortably and we even bend down with our head the way they do. Praise the Lord. In after a while, you start liking certain things. Is American football yours or is it basketball? Oh, so proper. Hallelujah. Whatever those things are, they represent but. And it means when you maintain but consistently, those but can keep us in bondage and prevent the liberty Christ has won for us. And Christ is not going to die again. So I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, remain in the light as Christ Himself is in the light. And every representative of Vashti in our lives shall be demoted. You understand what I mean there? It means the height and the seat where you're supposed to be. If Vashti is sitting there right now, what do? You demote her. Amen? And then you take the position. And the reason is because the position Joseph took in Egypt, there are other Egyptians qualified. But Joseph was much more preferred because it was already approved in heaven. Psalm 90, 17. May your work, NLT, the works of your hands this month be approved of God. Naaman could have been denied by the king of Syria not to go there. But he was not denied. He found favor. Anytime you place a demand, may it always be approved. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right, we'll stop here. Let us rise. What are you supposed to do? Be a perfect man. And your perfection can only be found in Christ. Amen? In your rising, you want to say to the Lord, Father, I have heard thy word. that my perfection is only in you. In this third quarter, perfect all that concerns me. Because the only perfect man is Christ. Father, perfect that which concerns me. We pray a lot in this assembly. Don't be bored by our prayers. Because Jesus prayed through and he won the victory. He prayed through and he became successful. Father, perfect that which concerns us. Tell the Lord, every but in my life, every but in my journey, remove them. Every stain in my life, every stain in my journey, remove them. The Bible says in verse 14, it says, so he went and he did. He went down and he immersed himself in the Jordan 7 times, following the order of the holy man. I pray in the name of Jesus this morning that the Lord Almighty will grant you all teachable spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Now let's bring our prayer to conclusion. In Jesus' name. Your 7 times will represent your perfection. Amen. This 7th month shall represent perfection to you. Amen. You are blessed.